Morning, Betty.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. You have a great day.
You too.
Good morning.
Good morning, Char. It's Betty.
How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. And you?
Good. Are you having a nice, brisk morning?
Oh, yes. Lots of wind.
Oh, that does make it brisk, doesn't it?
Yes, indeed.
The wind changes the whole scene of everything, I know.
Absolutely.
Anybody else on with you?
No, Steve just said hello and then went about his business.
Okay. Oh. Well, we're in Vegas, and tonight is our last night, or second, and no, I guess actually third and last night here. And then we're on to Sacramento and then on to the Oregon coast and then home, so.
Okay, winding up your trip.
Yeah, winding up our kind of quick trip south and enjoying a little extra sunshine. It's bright and sunny here, and it was warm in the 70s here and 80s in Phoenix, and oh, it might be 60s. I don't think it'll be 60s and on the Oregon coast. I think it'll be in the 50s.
Yeah, that's where we are today, about 52 to 54.
And Corbett's in the 40s for a high, so we're just gradually getting back down there.
Yes. Yes. Nice to have the sunshine, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yes, it is. So, anyway, it's been exciting with the did you see the, you went to the launch, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so you got to see the new light and everything.
Yes, it's really terrific.
Yeah, and very anxious to do more with it than move the phone away again. Do more with it. I'm very anxious to hear more results with it because, you know, such a few people have it.
Yes.
You haven't gotten yours yet?
No, I think that the order was only sent in on Monday.
Okay. Okay. Along with a number of other ones, so.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I'm sure there will be no delay in people using it because of the nature of it. So I'm sure a lot of the things will be, you know, really big surprises because it's kind of like we're not sure exactly what to expect and, you know, to what degrees and all that. So,
yeah,
and go ahead.
I was going to say I'm anxious to try it in different areas of the house that, you know, wherever I am, to see just different reactions, whether it's for just me or whether, you know, it'll affect like my husband being in the same area if we have it sitting between us, just to experiment.
It's arrived.
I can really see the reason why the company has, and they did on changing the pack, one of the business packs, because of the, change of products that we've got on the Energizer and Optimizer, and leaving, I was anxious to see if they left two in the pack, and they did, because one really is kind of an inconvenience. Two is enough of an inconvenience because I need more than even two of them. So two is to start out in a couple of places, you know, without carrying them with you all the time.
Yes.
So that was, to me, that was very smart doing.
I think so, yes.
And I'm just about to turn mine on because I was thinking, as I was saying, you know, seeing the different things and then, trying to figure out, you know, what was, and one of the things that was emphasized even on the launch thing, you tell me, was that use it at night before you go to bed, use it first thing in the morning also.
Yes.
You remember hearing that?
I do.
And so I thought, well, here we go. I have it on right now. It's light outside, but there's not enough light coming in to the coach from the way we're setting in the trees and all, just to have it, you know, extended out and letting both of us take advantage of it. So, yeah, you're right. Somebody else doing this, too. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Anita. No, it's not. Just beginning to move around here. Because we're on the Pacific time zone. Of course, it wasn't a big deal. We were only an hour off of it, so. So how's everything going with you, Anita?
Okay. I'm just sitting here with a mouthful of my smoothie, so.
There you go.
I had to swallow.
Yeah, we had an interesting visit last night because the hostess at the house where we did an in-home, they decided they were going to encourage people to come early just to sit and visit and have tacos. So we got to talking just a little bit before, and she goes, oh, no, you're eating the way I want to eat all the time. And my husband told me not to try and pull off a vegetarian thing. And if I'd known that, I would have pulled off a vegetarian thing, she says. She says, I apologize. I should have found out because I just figured, you know. So we got to talking, and so by the time we ended, because of another gal bringing up, she wouldn't stay for tacos. And I said, why can you not stay for tacos? Because I don't eat that way. And I said, so how do you eat? And she said, she was going to go home. She was going to go home and eat and come back. And just kind of got drugged in by another guy at the last minute. She didn't, you know, she just happened to be walking or something. I don't know why she was right here anyway, but who's not a distributor yet. So I had to ask her a couple of times before she said, I just don't eat meat, she says. And I said, to what extent do you eat meat? And she goes, I don't eat red meat at all, and I eat very little of anything else that's considered animal. And I said, so you're, like, doing plant-based? And she goes, I don't know what you mean when you say that, so.
Has arrived.
That was a squeaky one. Anyway, we got into, just talking about the China. Two of them separately, and then they came together last night, and the one said to the other one, well, are you doing what she's doing about the China study? And he goes, well, I'm going to. I'm getting the book. And that was our hostess. So it was fun, you know, just afterwards conversation. One, the one that was the neighbor, her husband has Crohn's disease, and she said, could it affect that? And I said, almost definitely. And I said, beside that, we had some great testimonies on Crohn's disease. So she was very excited, and she's a shoo-in as far as, you know, becoming a distributor. And so the other guy's going to have to decide whether he wants to do it. He had been on Nican products for years back, and knows they work, but a negative situation was his mother spending a lot of money. And, so he's got to get past that and realize that he's dealing with different people that operate differently. But, you know, you never know exactly what you're going to run into. And the reason they want him is because he knows and talks to literally everybody. Absolutely everybody. I mean, he makes us look like we're standing still when it comes to, you know, talking to people. And he does it. He says, I just love that. He says, I just feel like I need to put people together. That's exactly what, you know, we're all about. So it was, very inspirational evening for us. to the point where I was tireder than normal and tried to go to bed an hour earlier, so therefore woke up an hour earlier, which I don't like, because it was that much darker. When I wake up, I want to get up, at least within 5 to 10 minutes. So anyway, you've heard my diary for the day. So we just picked and chose our food last night, which was rice and all the rest of the stuff, and beans, and the rest of the stuff for the taco, minus the beef that was set in separately. So, you know, that was easy. Not a big deal by any means. And I have to admit, didn't pass on a very thin slice of brownie. I mean, thin. It was about 2.5 inches long by an inch wide. And that was enough. I didn't have the draw. I've got to go back and have more. So I guess I've cut back enough on my sugar that normally I would want another piece of a regular brownie. The ones that aren't so sweet don't have the same effect, but this one didn't have the effect that it's had in the past, so that was good. Being aware, making the changes. I know somebody else learned this too. Couple people haven't said hi.
Morning, Char.
Good morning, Steve. I know you're there. I heard you were there. That's okay. Do you have anything to add for us?
You know, I apologize. I have been listening to you, but I haven't been able to understand what you're saying. I don't know whether it's just my ears this morning or what, but anyway,
oh.
I'm just listening in.
Is anybody else having trouble?
No.
Okay, because I brought the phone, right?
Yeah, it's probably just me, so.
There's a little squealing and a little gurgling, and I'm not sure where that's coming from, but I've got the phone right up in front, and I've got earplugs in, and normally with the earplugs, I can definitely hear better, but I, you know, didn't think it would be affecting anybody else.
Yeah, I think I just have to hold my headset into my ear better, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know those things slide and slip, especially if I have to move around. I was going to ask a question. I can't remember what it was now. I did get into the light book a little bit more. We don't have anything pressing on food. I got into Nancy's information yesterday and found that most interesting. She really had some good things, and can't remember who I was going to point it to if Steve gets it up. I just knew that there was a lot of information in there. I mean, there always is when she does it from the doctors and so forth.
Yeah.
Adjust my light here. Oh, I had it on the lowest setting and I was still reading. That's interesting. Uh-huh. It does make a huge difference. I wanted to open the look. I started highlighting this book and I'm going, oh my goodness, this is going to be like highlighting a China study.
You just highlight all of it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it does. It just seems like there's so much to, and I'm only got through the first chapter, up to the pineal and the third gland. What did I get? Oh, they were talking about the ancient Egyptians and Greeks, and definitely believing of the curative nature of light, you know, which we've never, or at least I've never, speak for myself, considered other than that the sun feels good and those kinds of things. But as far as how it works on the glandular system, they were describing. Most of us are not aware that eyesight is merely a small aspect of the dynamic process known as vision. we're much less aware that our eyes, as a major access route by which light enters the body, can be mirrors of our general and emotional health, as well as accurate indicators of our styles of thinking and learning. And, you know, that never crossed my mind, that was a controlling factor. They were going into iridology and how it's been used for centuries and centuries, looking at neuralistic programming, NLP, which that was Denny's entrance into NECAN, was going to the, you did that before we even went to the distributor training, didn't you? Up in Yakima when you went to the NLP training where Mary Lou and Larry were before they were even distributors. Well, you went to their house in Yakima or up to Yakima. He said, don't go there. But that's part of what they're talking about with our vision and how it was spelled out is the way that was arrived at. And I'm going, wow, I would never have made that connection either. But then I guess I didn't know enough about it to go there. And Jenny says, don't go there. Too involved. Although the eyes and brain represent only 2% of the body weight, they require 25% of the nutritional intake. The eyes alone use one-third as much oxygen as the heart, need 10 to 20 times as much vitamin C as the joint capsules involved in the movement of our extremities, and require more zinc, they call that our intelligence chemical, than any other organ system in the body. Housing 70% of the body's sense receptors, the eyes are the entry point for approximately 90% of all information we learn in a lifetime, with the exception of blind people who receive much of their knowledge from their other senses. As a matter of fact, the 3 billion messages relayed to the brain every second, 2 billion are sent from the eyes. Is that enough technical information? for one day, huh? But, you know, these things are just, they're kind of fascinating. Nothing you need to remember, nothing you need to relay, but just kind of fascinating to do a wake-up call on, you know, really what is going on with our eyes all the time. Their examination can inform us of approximately 3,000 different functions of the conditions pertaining to our physical health, as well as accurately indicating mental states and individual styles of operation. Pretty important part of our body. One we definitely want to take care of and, just have a little bit greater knowledge. Reason for the light, obviously. Okay, is anybody thinking about Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I've got a little magazine from my local grocery store that I get periodically with recipes and coupons and stuff in it. And the title on this one is Eating All Natural for the Holidays. And they do have 2 meat recipes in there, but the rest of them are mostly... They've got a pumpkin pie recipe, and it calls for spelt flour and stuff in the crust, almond meal, and coconut oil. They do have eggs in the filling, but other than that, no corn syrup in anything that I can see, and it looks pretty good. So
I need those in here, honey. I'd like to use them today unless we're moving the coach now. So you would not have seen those ingredients listed 4 or 5 years ago in a a recipe that came out in a general store thing, would you?
Has left the conference.
So that's kind of fun. So it was spelt and coconut oil were a couple of unusual ones. And then what was the, there was a third one I thought.
Almond meal.
Oh, almond meal, yes. Now that...
and almond milk. Sweet. Yeah.
And almond milk, okay. Yeah, that's pretty interesting that somebody that's collecting that information is definitely aware of what we're doing if they're not down the road already on that subject. Now, almond meal is common enough now that that is...
has arrived.
I'm sure. That's one of two of the more unusual flours that you'll find at Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
Shelf. I've seen it in every Walmart I've walked into that have, you know, that's a superstore. The almond meal and the rice flour. For some reason, they're carrying those two, and it kind of befuddles me to know exactly why. For as long as they've been on the shelves, they must be turning it. And almond meal is a little on the spendy side for what most people would spend for flour.
I was going to say, I haven't looked for it, so I haven't seen it, but I'll have to check next time I go to Walmart.
Yeah, top shelf is where it's always been. Now, I haven't looked in the last probably couple of months, but up until then I was seeing it.
That's where they've got the flaxseed, too, is on the top shelf.
Oh, okay. The flaxseed was not heading with that. It could have been in the, now this was in with the flours, not in with the cereals. And,
they've got the flaxseed now, too. They rearranged our store, so.
Oh, and is, okay, and that's in with the flours?
It's in with the flours and stuff now. It used to be over with the cereals and things, but.
Mm. I'll have to look for that because ours has been rearranged also. But some of it I like and some of it I don't like. There's
true.
Things left out of the store. That...
My husband still mutters every time he goes in there because he can't find things. Yeah, right.
Exercise our brain. Well, I'm not sure what we're going to be doing for this weekend. I'm not sure how things are going to arrive exactly as close to be able to prepare for what I want to accomplish down at the beach house. Making calls as we're going for the different cities we're getting to and has also been interesting with the interest that we turn up in people we haven't talked to for some time, others that we haven't gotten back to recently. So food has not been, thinking ahead for food hasn't been a huge thing on the agenda.
Well, I usually don't manage to get my kids together for Thanksgiving anyway, so I kind of ignore it.
Well, I'm sure we're going to get in on leftovers on Thanksgiving evening, but I will still have something prepared for us and the coach because I minimize the restaurant stops unless we're with people, so.
Yeah. I have a couple quick questions, Char, on that cranberry relish that you gave us the recipe for. And it calls for 6 kumquats in it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I substitute? And since we can't always get the kumquats, can you just add more orange?
That's exactly what I do. Maybe a little more. It calls for lemon, too, doesn't it? I thought it was lemon zest.
I think orange peel, chopped candied orange peel.
Okay, I put a little lemon peel in there to give it a little more tartness because the kumquats are more tart than the orange. So I used a little combination of that also, just chopped, you know, real fine.
Okay.
It comes out, you know, unless you set them side by side, you'd never know the difference. when you do it. So I've had to do that many times because the kumquats are so limited. They're becoming gradually more popular in our area. Actually, even back in New York, I was seeing them more. But and I've not yet found them organic because I just don't have a close availability of a health food store. So I can go to that extent on those, either just scrub them well, not knowing what they use on the plants.
Right. And I'm assuming this can be frozen from the ingredients.
I have frozen and it comes out fine, but it also keeps a heck of a long time in the refrigerator. I've had some of mine for months.
Ah, okay.
Literally, and I guess there's just enough in the citric as well as the little bit of sugar that's in there compared to what, you know, the cranberry stuff would be, that it holds well. So, you know, if you've got good circulation in your refrigerator, in fact, no, I don't think I've got any of it with me now. I have some left that was probably from, I'm going to say it could even be as far back as April or May, still in my refrigerator that I opened just before we left, and it's still good. And it's still fine.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah, so, you know, put some in the freezer just so you can see how much difference there is. But if I'm remembering correctly, there wasn't much difference in it, and I'm pretty certain I did try freezing it. But, yeah, that's one that my mouth always waters for the minute I think of the holidays because I've done it for enough years that you made it before?
No, this will be my first time.
Oh, this will be your first time. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. If you like cranberries and relishes and that, it's just a nice blend. And on an open-faced sandwich was the other place that I used it, and you could do all kinds of things with that. You know, you could have baked sliced tofu on it, and then your greens and some of that relish just gives a really, really nice flavor. If you did a tofuki, that sliced and I always top it with the open face with one or two big slices of romaine or a crunchy, very crunchy, heavy type lettuce, and it makes it very doable. That's the one time I'll, you know, stick to using a piece of bread because it's a traditional, or sprouts on it too.
Sounds great.
Tempeh in strips also would be another choice that would give, you know, the meat texture. Just thinking of things that would give somewhat of the meat texture. Or mushrooms. It would be great with, you know, the sliced portobello mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
That would be roasted. So, you know, I can get the juices going thinking about these different things that would whet the appetite. Denny would love the mushrooms on it, so I haven't tried that yet, but I know it would be a good combination for it.
Yes, I think so. But I have another question on the tofurkey.
Uh-huh.
A stuffing for it. It calls for 6 of diced whole grain bread. Is it just a lot of the grains, like, does it have to be the whole grain, just a smooth kind of bread? Can it be one that's a little more rustic?
Yes, I think there's no problem with that. Let's see, how much does it call for?
6 cups.
Of breadcrumbs?
Yeah, 6 cups of diced whole bread.
Okay, that's for the stuffing, right?
Right, that's right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that would be no problem at all because you want enough moisture to stick it together. Let's see, I didn't have any trouble with that, just like you would do whatever you would use for a regular stuffing. Now, what else is in the stuffing? Run that by me.
1.5 tablespoons of olive oil, some garlic, chopped red onion, diced tart apples, scallions, celery, parsley, dried thyme, salt, some chopped walnuts, and 1.5 cups of apple juice.
Okay, what I like to put in mine, and I think I may have done that with this, I don't remember for sure, is brown rice, steamed brown rice that has not been overcooked, but yet it's the sticky rice that will stick together also. And that helps hold it together and also gives it a very, crunchy texture, which is what I'm after. It didn't call for nuts, did it?
A half cup of walnuts.
Oh, it did call for nuts. Okay, so that just adds to the texture. So that's another way of getting, you know, that flavor that you're talking about, a coarser grain and more rustic flavor, would be to put some of the brown rice, cooked brown rice, in there in place of some of the bread. And you're getting more whole grain that way also.
Right. Okay, that's great. And did you make the whole recipe that it calls for 5 pounds of firm tofu?
I think I did about 4 pounds. I didn't cut it in half. I was afraid that wouldn't be enough. It makes a pretty good sized batch, but it is so easy to work with, and I really enjoyed doing it because you just mounded the, packed the stuffing up in a mound. And then you laid this over the top of it and just pressed it in. I mean, it sounds like it would be a job trying to mold and form and all that. Oh, it wasn't hard at all. It was just easy. You were just making a mound of the stuffing and pressing it together and with your hands and then putting the other over the top and pressing it on top of it. And it was a done deal. So it was much simpler than stuffing a turkey by far and much easier. And the second time round, I'm looking forward to doing it. If I'm not home in time to do it for Thanksgiving, I'll be doing it the day after Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, because that's when we're getting back to Portland. So anyway, on Thanksgiving Day, so I'm looking forward to doing that.
I may not get it done for Thanksgiving, but I definitely intend to make it either before or after, shortly, just to have it.
Yeah, if you're doing mainly for the two of you, I'd probably cut the recipe in half, because if husband isn't as excited about it as you are, which is the case for me, Denny liked it, he didn't complain, but by the time we got to the end of it, he kind of said the next time I said, oh, I could make that again, a couple months later. And he goes, oh.
That's okay.
So, yeah, that was okay. So half would be better. They wouldn't, tire on the leftovers.
I was going to say, I did complain anyway.
Pardon?
I said, my husband would complain anyway, so.
Well, I did work on getting creative of different things to put it with when, I reheated and trying to adjust the flavor so it was a little bit more flavorful. Because, turkey isn't a strong flavor either, and neither was this.
Okay.
Like, we're used to a lot more seasonings and spices, That's probably why meat doesn't hold any real hit for us, because any kind of animal is just animal. I mean, it's not that it's got a great flavor in the first place. I mean, didn't you fight with your kids to get them to eat their protein, for Pete's sakes? I did.
Yes.
So we grew up trying to acquire the taste for it, I think, for the most part. All the meatitarians, I don't think they probably grew up just craving meat as a child. I think it was probably a learned taste.
Well, and you always put some kind of seasoning on it.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, that's true. So
my husband's biggest complaints about everything is that nothing has any flavor, because he's got false teeth, and so that, he always has problems with things needing more flavor.
Yeah, well, until I get the spice and the curries going, and then, then I hear it, it's hot, but
Well, yeah, if I get my Mexican too hot, he complains about that too. So.
trying to satisfy
Sean?
Him.
Hey, am I hearing a theme here? We're all saying the same thing.
I think so. And then Steve speaks up.
Yeah, then I complain, right? Yeah. Hey, are you talking about a tofu dressing? Is that what you're talking about?
We're talking about, actually, tofuki is actually the turkey made from tofu. And we all pretty much, we talked about it last year at this time, and I made it and really, really liked it. Really can say I honestly liked it. Now, did it taste exactly like turkey? No. But between the stuffing that you had and the seasonings that you put in with it, and I would probably be even more aggressive with some of the seasonings that went in the tofu that made it, we're seasoning it to be a layer. So it would be like cooking a turkey breast that you laid over stuffing is what it comes out to be. And you do it in two parts. You do the stuffing, make a mound of the stuffing on the bottom of the roaster pan. And I did it in a roaster pan, a small roaster pan. And then mix up your, I can't remember, what goes in the tofu there?
In the turkey itself. Mixing sauce is a half cup of sesame oil, a quarter to a third cup of soy sauce, 2 tablespoons of miso, 2 tablespoons of orange juice, 1 teaspoon of mustard, 2 cloves of garlic, 1/2 teaspoon of orange zest.
And you could probably throw in some chicken seasoning that you that would spike it a little bit more that way. But it was amazing at how that combination of seasonings, flavorings, gave it that, you know, that flavor. Now, of course, I haven't taken a chunk of turkey and put it in my mouth since I've been eating this way. I mean, I haven't gone there. I've had no reason to want to go there. So it's not like it calls me or entices me to, you know, just see if I still have the taste buds for it. So when you're away from it, it's like it's giving you the idea of that. It's not necessarily duplicating, and it's not as chewy as that would be either, which you could get by. Did it have you freeze the tofu before?
It doesn't say so. It just says 5 pounds of firm tofu, and just drain the water, and then mash it, and mix well with your hands.
Drain it well. You know, I may have even used like 1 pound of it frozen. I don't remember. I know I thought about it, whether I did it or not, that I don't recall, and I don't know that I made notes. I may have made notes. I'll have to pull my recipe when I get back home and look.
When it's frozen, doesn't it stay in the lumps a little bit, where what they're trying to create here is to get rid of all the lumps?
Right. They're pushing it together. It would be dry, and it does have a chewier texture, so if you could get it to combine, you would acquire a chewier flavor from it. It was the thing I was thinking of, but... you know, it's a toss between is it going to combine as well as it does. But that was the one difference. It didn't have quite, you know, it didn't get as close to the texture as sometimes that you can get with either the gluten, the tempeh, or the frozen tofu, those three.
Right.
You can get a chewier texture the same as you would with mushrooms. And you could, you know, you might be able to get by with even, I find a recipe that even had ground up or finely chopped mushroom in it that would help with that texture also. I don't know. It's kind of like, it's always interesting as we've gone through this for the last, 3-4 years now, to see the modifications that take place on some of these recipes the next year when the same thing comes out, because people are the chefs that are playing with it, or guys, the chefs that are playing with this, are getting more and more creative and coming closer and closer to different things that we, whether it's texture or flavor or whatever, in concoctions they're putting together out of just plant-based food. Nothing on a negative unless they get into highly processed. But for the most part, they're just combining, you know, a different blend of raw ingredients.
Right.
So anyway, that's been interesting for me to see. And, of course, the Asians have such a handle on that, and that's why it's so fun to have Wei inserting her tidbits, because she's been doing it for so many years, and it's in their culture. And they're not necessarily trying to copy something. They're just coming up with it because they like it. You know, more than trying to duplicate the flavor of meat or anything like that. I don't think that's their big intention like it is for the American in making the transitional thing. So, anyway, it's, you know, just more on the subject and where we want to go and our creativeness in putting things together and the variety. And, you know, looking down at the recipes this year, I've got most everything in my cupboards or in my pantry or in the freezer to do most of these dishes. I rarely have to go after anything because I'd much rather keep it on hand. And if you buy at the right price, you can have that availability. And if something goes bad, you know, that's okay. You can throw out a little bit. You still save the money on gas if your initial price is not, you know, three times what it should be in the way you're buying it. Because of the source or whatever, or season, you know. So I look at all aspects of it when I'm thinking about doing these things and picking things up, whether I've ever used them before or whether I even have a recipe, and especially in the Asian markets and looking at some of their raw ingredients that they've got that I don't have a clue what it is, and I might go ahead and pick up a, you know, a 50-cent package of it and find out it's not a vegetable you eat. It's a herb that you use sparingly on a dish. But, you know, that's okay. It was a, you know, it was a small investment for not then seeing it on a recipe and going out and looking for it. I bring it home and I Google it and find out it's an herb. It's not a vegetable. And if I would have tasted it, which sometimes I do in the store and sometimes I don't, pull a little corner of a leaf off, I, you know, would have known that it's way too strong a flavor to be used as, you know, the vegetable. So just experiences.
Yes.
Oh, and we are at time and past time because I know I was a few minutes late coming in. Does anybody have any comments or questions?
No, good.
And just a hodgepodge of conversation here, but, you know, you've stimulated me to think about above and beyond, so I hope you've all picked up something. And just remember, we've still got launches going on this week, and or especially the weekend, that you can get people in on the pricing. And if anybody has any challenges or problems with that, don't hesitate to give me a call, and I'll make sure it's included in the one we're doing. Because we have a great focal point, a great talking point, and it is brand new, and there's definitely a lot of people out there. So I'll continue to try and keep sharing tidbits of information as I go through the book here. And you guys, make it an absolutely wonderful day.
Thank you, Shar. I appreciate your help.
Thank you.
To all.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.